When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
It certainly is. And last week I asked Jai to come back with a great fishing story. Have you managed that?
Well, not a bad one, I guess. I went out, had a sickie on Wednesday and...
Shh, don't tell your... Does your boss know?
Oh, I asked him.
Okay.
And went out the back of Rotto, got kingfish, snapper, break sea cod,
wow,
nanny guy, and lost a good mackerel.
Wow.
Yeah, a bit of everything.
Phew.
It was cool.
Fantastic.
Really cool.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, look, hopefully some people around town can have a great story like that. On Monday, it is a great weekend for fishing. It's the real fishing spot, of course, with Jai. Latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle. A little bit later, mate. Start with land-based.
So if you're going to be fishing in the Mandurah Channel, the various rock walls and jetty around have been getting good yellowfin whiting, herring, juvenile salmon, medium-sized tailor are showing up after dark, and there's also some big skippy, particularly that jetty underneath the new bridge there.
Mm.
In the cut, the jetties are producing herring, salmon trout, some nice whiting, and some big skippy, particularly the skippy are getting caught around the pylons. It's one thing with skippy, they love structure.
Yeah, sure.
And off the estuary and ocean ends, people casting muleys after dark have been finding some nice-sized tailor up around that 40-centimetre mark. Down the beaches, the northern stretch continues to fish quite well. They've been getting the occasional good-sized mulloway up around that 15-kilo mark, tailor and school sharks. And the stretches south of Dawesville, White Hills, Preston, all that, they've been getting tailor, some nice school sharks, and the occasional mulloway, and some whiting and big bull herring during the day.
Right.
Crabs are still going reasonably well for recreationals. Scoopers, your still best bet is just on dusk or dawn.
Yep.
Any of the sand flats I've been wading around whiting, popping and seeing some good size ones.
Okay.
And for the boaties, if you're going to be in the Peel, around the Yunder up Skerria seems to be producing quite well. And for guys in the Harvey, around Parkridge seems to be the best. As usual, dropping your nets on the drop-off is your best bet. For the boaties, I heard a few good reports of guys off here getting into the jewfish, some good size snapper, break sea cod, and some big ball chin. Most of the reports were in that 40 to 60 metre mark, so around 24 nautical miles. But guys fishing south of the cut in 10 or 20 metres also got some nice jewies and found some good schools of southern bluefin tuna.
Good stuff. All right. Now, latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle to help people. This is not to help people catch fish, I don't think. It's an EcoGear PX55F. What is
it's
that?
It's a lure.
Oh, it is a lure. I thought it might have been a backpack or something.
Nah, it's
EcoGear, you know?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So I have spoken about the EcoGear PX45 in the past. This is just its bigger brother. It's been released for about a year now. So bigger, so it's heavier, so you can get longer casts on the flats. It also comes pre-rigged with a set of assist hooks.
Right.
A lot of people buying their surface lures and buying assist hooks separately. This lure comes with it, ready to go. Good for people that don't do much whiting popping, you know, got a lure with the assist ready to go. Cast out, get into them.
Good stuff. EcoGear PX55F available at Tucky's Tackle. Open all weekend, mate. Hope to hear some good stories next Friday.
No worries. Have a good weekend.
Good on you, mate. There we go. Jai Sheridan, Real Fishing Spot on 91.7 The Wave.